Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to go into the upper story. So we have traversed the entirety of the land of Israel, from Eretz Yisrael to walled cities, to Yerushalayim, to the Temple Mount, to the ramparts, into the opening part of the Beis HaMikdash known as Ezrat Nashim. And we went through all the grades and we came to the penultimate, the holiest place in the Beit HaMikdash. We learned is the Kodesh HaKadashim, the inner sanctum, what's proverbially called the Holy of Holies. So we've arrived. Where do you go from here? Well, the answer, of course, is up. And this is the big question. Can there be anything holier than the Holy of Holies? I mean, that's a kind of like an oxymoron. If it's Kodesh HaKadashim, if it's the holiest of the holy, how do you get holier than that? Well, it's actually not so simple. Because one of the methods with which we've been able to ascertain whether a place is holier than the other was by virtue of its restricted access. The more restricted the access was, the holier it was. And as we learned, when it came to a walled city, suddenly some people were restricted from entering. We came to Yerushalayim, that number grew. And the number continues to grow. So if there is restricted access, it must mean that there's a place that's holier than the place that has less restricted access. Now, we touched upon this yesterday, and today we're going to dive deep, as they say, and really try and understand the upper story of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's begin first with the actual words of the Rambam. We are in the seventh chapter. This is the 23rd halacha. And the Rambam says this, Makom shahoya ba'aliyah. There was a place in the upper story. Mechuvan al kodesh hakadashim. It was precisely corresponding to the Holy of Holies. Let's take a moment to go back to the pictures. This, my dear friends, is the Heichal, the building of the sanctuary. Once you go through those doors, you enter a foyer, and that leads you into the Heichal, the holy sanctuary. Continuing forward, we reach the inner sanctum. In the first Beit HaMikdash, there was a wall, a stone wall. In the second Beit HaMikdash, it was two curtains, and these two curtains divided between the outer chamber, or the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Holy of Holies, or inner sanctum. Now, the Rambam is talking about the Aliyah, the second story. Let's take a look at the floor plan, because this will make it a little bit more clear to us. So this building is the Heichal. This is the floor plan of the building you saw right there. This is the area of the Kodesh. This is the Kodesh HaKadashim. That means, in the second story, this is a massive building. In the second story, there is a space that corresponds to this space. That's the space we're talking about. So the Rambam says, Makom, the space that is directly on top of the Kodesh HaKadashim, Ein nichnasim bo ela pam achas b'shavua. The access is so restricted that you can only go in once in seven. What is the meaning of once in seven? Well, the Radvaz tells us, pam achat l'shavua means shavua shel shonim, once in seven, or a seventh means once in 7 years. So the Holy of Holies was entered four times once a year. This space is only penetrated every 7 years. Sounds pretty holy. Very restricted access. The Rambam quickly adds the words, the purpose of going into that space was leida mahu tzorach l'chazek bidkoi, a practical reason to know what kind of repairs had to be made. So let's think about this carefully. The Rambam seems to be describing a place holier than the Holy of Holies. Of course, yesterday we touched upon this and we emphasized the fact that the Holy of Holies is entered only by the big kahuna. That was a telling sign. This upper story doesn't require any special privilege to enter. In fact, who is selected as the repair person? Well, we'll talk about that in the next episode. What we do see here is that this place seems to be really very holy. Once in 7 years. Where'd the Rambam get that number from? So the Kesef Mishnah says that we go in there once b'shavua, but he says there is other opinions. Other opinions, as we'll soon see, and I'll show you, this is from the Gemara Masechet Pesachim on page 86, which is called Perek Ketzad Tzoylin. The Gemara there talks about another opinion of twice in 7 years, and then the Gemara talks about an opinion that says this space was only entered once in a Yovel, a Jubilee. That's 50 years. So the Kesef Mishnah says something very interesting. He Sivara Mitsuyasa. The Rambam simply chose the middle opinion. Twice in 7 years, once in 7 years, once in 50 years, once in 7 years, the middle opinion. Why does he say that? Why doesn't he say that the Rambam rules according to that opinion? The Rambam is oftentimes faced with different opinions in the Mishnah or the Tosefta, and the Rambam gives us a definitive ruling. The Beit Yosef seems to be reticent to suggest that the Rambam is making a ruling. Rather, he says, he took the middle road. Interestingly, Rabbi Yosef Kurkus says same. A middle road was taken. So how do we understand this? Well, let's go back to the source. The source of all this is found not in the Mishnah of Masechet Kelim, which we have talked about in detail, but rather is found in the Tosefta. The Tosefta is the codicil to the Mishnah. It's material that is Mishnah worthy, but for whatever reason didn't make it into the Mishnah. But it's considered to be fully reliable. The Mishnah doesn't talk about the Aliyah, the upper story, but the Tosefta does. The Tosefta suggests, Abba Shaul, Omer Abba Shaul said, Aliyah to Beit Kodesh Kodashim, the area, the upper story of the Holy of Holies, Chamuro mi Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, was even more stringent. Sounds like more holy, more exclusive. And he says, the proof is in the pudding. It's obvious. The Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, Kohen Gadol Nichnas L'Sham, B'chol Shana V'Shana. The Kohen Gadol entered every single year on Yom Kippur, as we learned. And in fact, on that one day a year, arba pamim, four times. If he enters a fifth time, well, that's bad news. However, ula aliyat beit kodshei kodoshim, to the upper story of the Holy of Holies, ein nichnasin lo ela, and here the Tosefta says lishanim. We only go over years. The Tosefta doesn't say 7 years, twice in 7 years, 50 years, years. And it could be argued that in saying years, it simply says the Kodesh HaKadoshim was entered once a year, and this was only entered over a period of years. It doesn't matter if it was every twice in 7 years, or every 7 years, or every 50 years. Either way, the access is more restricted than the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore, for our purposes, it doesn't matter how often, as long as it's less often than the Holy of Holies. And it was Leida Mahitzricha, to know what had to be done or what had to be fixed. Now, the Vilna Gaon in his notes, he says, we shouldn't have this, the script shouldn't read Lishonim. That's not correct. It should have said once in 7 years, twice in 7 years, or once every 50 years. That's how the proper verbiage should read. Where does the Vilna Gaon get that from? Well, he gets it from the Gemara, because the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, and this is on page 86, side A, the Gemara over there is discussing whether upper levels are sanctified as well or only the actual area. This is called Gages Valias, the rooftops or the attics, upper stories. And the Gemara wants to prove from Abba Shaul that the Aliyah is indeed sanctified. Toshma, come and listen, says the Gemara, Abba Shaul, Leimer Aliyah is based Kodshe Kadoshim, Chamur, me based Kodshe Kadoshim. The second story, the upper level of the Holy of Holies, is more sanctified than the Holy of Holies. Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohen Gadol nichnas b'pam achas b'shana. In the Holy of Holies, the Kohen Gadol only enters once a year, and here we don't have the verbiage of four times, and he can't enter a fifth. The Gemara doesn't quote that. But the Gemara here modifies the Tosefta and says here that when we talk about the Aliyah, we're only going in once every 7 years. Va'amrila, others said, pamayim b'shavua, twice in 7 years. Va'amrila, and others maintain, pam achat b'yovel. And the purpose, leida ma'itzricha, to know what kind of repairs might be necessary. Now, of course, this sounds a little preposterous. How could you have holier than the Holy of Holies? The Holy of Holies is where the Ark was. That's where the cherubim were. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, it was said, dwelt between the staves of the Ark. So if that's where the Shekhinah was, how could the Aliyah be holier? It's just a space above a holy place. So the Maharsha talks about this. And the Maharsha in his commentary on Masechet Pesachim suggests that when we speak about the Shekhinah, we use a lot of euphemism. Of course, we're talking spatially because, well, we kind of live within a 3D world, a spatial reality. So we say Hashem's Shekhinah comes from on high. The truth is that God's presence is everywhere. We're within divinity. God's presence doesn't come from out there to in here. He isn't an extraterrestrial. That's ridiculous. But nonetheless, that's the euphemism. That's the, if you will, verbiage, the kind of syntax we employ. We say, for example, when God gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, he bent the heavens. Vayered Hashem. The Torah says God came down to the mountain. Moses went up, God came down, there was a meeting. So the Shekhinah comes down. And so the Maharsha says, Abba Shaul seems to believe that because this is the place where the Shekhinah comes down from, it's almost like the Shekhinah is directed from heaven to this Aliyah, and then it filters down between the staves of the Ark, between the poles. So because the Shekhinah is on the way down, it's almost like this is the, I don't know, way station, if you will. Or this is where the Shekhinah makes contact. So it's even holier than the Holy of Holies. And nobody goes in there, save to make some repairs. The Maharsha also comments on this idea of every 7 years or twice every 7 years. And he says, we do find a certain corollary with holiness and these numbers. Because there's a discussion in the Gemara about learning the name of Hashem, that's the ineffable name of God, made up of four Hebrew letters, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. I'm purposely mispronouncing that. I don't want to use the English mispronunciation, which we know, as a matter of fact, is wrong, because we're very careful about this name of God. This ineffable name of God was uttered by the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and when people would hear the name of Hashem, it was so powerful, they fell on their faces. And it says that this name was taught to the Kohanim every 7 years. And another opinion is twice in 7 years. So we can see that the rarity of teaching the name of Hashem, something very holy, kind of lines up with the holiness of this spot. Now, this, of course, brings us into a very interesting place. Are we then saying that this space is holier than the Holy of Holies? After all, the Rambam deliberately quotes the Tosefta, even though in the Mishnah this isn't found. Now, the first thing I want to note is that the Rambam uses the verbiage of makom. He says there's a space. Now, when we talk about the idea of space, he says the specific area, we have a very interesting comment from the Radvaz, who says that although the entire area was hollow, there was if you will, a second story over the entire area of the sanctuary, the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nonetheless, this area was sacred. So, going back to our pictures, this space, which is in the lighter gray, was represented here on the lower level. That's where the menorah was, that's where the small altar is, and that's the table with the showbread. This is a depiction of where the ark would have been. And then, above this, there was another identical chamber. Going back to the picture here, you can see this is a very large building. So there's the lower level and an upper level. This is talked about in the words of the Rambam himself, and I'll take you back to the laws of Beit HaBechira, chapter 4 of Halacha 3. We learned this together. The Rambam talks to us about the Heichal that was built by the Bnei HaGola, and here he refers to Binyan Hurdus. This is the last iteration of the second Beis HaMikdash that was built by Herod. Now, to be specific, when Ezra and the Jewish people came back in the second coming, that's a Jewish term, Biyashnia means when we came back to Israel to reclaim our ancestral homeland. When we came with Ezra, we built a building that was 60 amot high. Now, an amma is, conservatively speaking, 18 inches and a smidgen. So you do the math. If we have 60 amot, we're talking about 90 feet. That's significant. In the first Beis HaMikdash, by contrast, the whole building was only 30 amot. Much smaller building. Solomon's Temple had a building that was only 45 feet high. Now, when Herod builds the final iteration of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Herodian structure, or Herodian version, the Rambam tells us it was 100 amot high. That's 150 feet. Massive structure. The Rambam also tells us that Rum Kosle Habayit, that the actual height when you would go into the Heichal was 40 amot. So 40 amot, we're talking about 60 feet. That's pretty impressive. And then he says, the Aliyah Benua Gabeha, and then there was an attic built above it, and it also had that space of 60 feet, 40 amot. So here it gets now like really interesting. And that is, was there a distinction between the Holy of Holies and the ordinary area on the second floor, on the second story? So at the end of the fourth chapter, the Rambam tells us in Halacha Yud Gimel, Roshe Pispesin Hoyu Mavdilin Ba'aliyah Ben Gaga Kodesh LeGaga Kodesh HaKadoshim. That there was a little bit of lattice work that seems to have been built into the actual floor. That was a mark of demarcation between the area where underneath in the lower level, the Kodesh ended and the Kodesh HaKadoshim began. In other words, in the same way we have a demarcation here between this area called Kodesh and this area called Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there is an actual lattice work. Nobody walked, didn't have to walk over anything here. The Kohen Gadol would enter in. You couldn't have anything in the floor. So there was an actual lattice work that divided between the section or the area over the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the area over the Heichal, over the Kodesh. And the Rambam says that this upper level, this upper story, actually had a hatch. And you would lower somebody down in a box of sorts to be able to fix whatever was necessary to be repaired on the walls in the actual Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it sounds like that took place in an annual fashion. But then again, you couldn't go in there every 7 years or every 7 years. So maybe it wasn't. Maybe those walls were only repaired in like fashion. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says nothing about a division of curtains. Interestingly, however, in the laws of Kalei HaMikdash, when the Rambam talks about the artifacts and the instruments that were found in the Beis HaMikdash, in the seventh chapter, Halacha, paragraph 17, the Rambam talks to us about 13 exquisite curtains that were used in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. He tells us there were two on the lower level, that's right here, you can actually see, I'm not sure if you can see, there are two lines here. And then there were two curtains on the upper level as well. So we had lattice work and curtains making a division. But of course, it's a cloth division. It wasn't a wall. And the Radvaz tells us that you must understand that when the Rambam, now in chapter 7 of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, paragraph 23, Halacha Chav Gimel says, that this is a space that was mechuvan. Mechuvan means precisely corresponding to the area of Kodesh HaKadoshim. He says only that space, Dafka ba'aliya sha'agaba kodesh hakadoshim. This refers specifically only to the space over the Holy of Holies. And that's the space that we speak about when there's these restricted access or limitations of once in 7 years or twice in 7 years or once in 50 years. Now, all this brings us to a very interesting question. So does that mean that this is holier than the Holy of Holies? Some want to suggest yes. Because, I mean, the Rambam didn't have to include the ruling from Tosefta of Abba Shol. In the Mishnah, which we were looking into over the last two episodes from Masechet Kelim, there's no mention of Abba Shol's halacha, and we don't talk about the upper story. The Rambam chose to talk about it. The Rabbi Yosef Kurkus asked this very question. He says, one moment here. Vim tomar, harei im kedusha ha'aliyah, if you're going to say that there's a holiness, a kedusha in the aliyah, nimtza yud alef kedushot, then there's not 10 levels of holiness, there's 11 levels of holiness. The 10th level of holiness is the Holy of Holies, and the 11th is the second story, the upper story, on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He said, that would be a contradiction. The Rambam can't say, here's 10 levels of holiness, and then go on to enumerate 11. Rabbi Yosef's words seem pretty sound. It's very hard to suggest that the Rambam would actually be ascribing a greater degree of holiness to that upper story. But then again, the methodology we've used throughout all of these different levels was how restricted is the access. And here, the access seems far more restricted than the Holy of Holies. Says Rabbeinu Yosef Kurkus, V'yesh leimer, shekedushas ha'aliyes eine kedusha b'fnei atzma. Here he makes a brilliant observation. The holiness on the second story, the upper story, is not holiness by virtue of its own value. It's not because it is a holy place, but rather it is only because it is mechuvan, because it corresponds to Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Vada, he says, it is so obvious. It's impossible to entertain this idea. Ein lo kedusha chamura yoser mi beis kodesh hakadoshim. How could it be holier than the Holy of Holies? Well, with all due respect to Rabbi Yosef Kurkus, Abba Shol seemed to think so, and the Marsha even justified it. But anyway, he says it can't be, the Rambam can't be saying this. Because the Rambam said there's 10 levels of holiness, clearly he couldn't have held that way. Well, if the Rambam didn't hold that the upper story is holier and that the restricted access should not be seen as something indicative of greater holiness, why did he include this in the laws of Beit HaBechira? Here in the 7th chapter, the Rambam is talking about the various levels of holiness in order to create a greater sense of awe and reverence for the Beis HaMikdash. Look how awesome, look how amazing, look how exclusive. You know, familiarity breeds contempt. When something's very exclusive, human nature is such that we revere it or we're more awe of it. Something you can do every day is, hey, you can do that every day. But something you can do on a very rare occasion becomes very special. So he says, if you look into the words of the Tosefta says, the only reason that we went in there was to fix things. He says, why would it be holy then? The only holiness is because you're going to that spot. When you're walking along, you're walking on the roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're like walking over the place where God's presence is. That's like crazy stuff. So he says, when you're walking on the upper story, you're walking right here. That's where the Shekhinah is. That's the holiest space in the whole world. That's the holiest space in the universe. And there you are, you know, walking around in this second story, right above the Shekhinah. He says, that obviously is inappropriate. So we can't have you walking there. Not because that space is holy, but because look what's underneath it. And he says, if you take a look back in the Tosefta, there are a few important words here. 5 words to be sure. Abba Shol makes his case, and then the Tosefta says that the reason it was so exclusive, that entrance was so restricted, and that actually being there was so rare, was because you only were there for a technical purpose. Leida mahi tzricha, to see what kind of repairs were necessary. So the Tosefta records the response of the sages. Six words, pardon me. Omru loy, the sages said to Abba Shaul, with all due respect, Ein zo maila. That's not a virtue. That doesn't make it higher. It isn't there because of its own importance. As Marie Kokers explains, it's only because of what it's mechuvin keneged, because of what it corresponds to. Ein zu maila. That restricted access is not indicative of a higher level. It doesn't put it into a different frame of existence or reality, a stage of sanctity that makes it superior. Marie Kokers finishes off with the words, and he says, so because that was the reason, it was Machmat Beit Kodshe Kodoshim. Its holiness is by virtue of its proximity to the Holy of Holies. Its holiness is not by virtue of its own accord or on its own account. Veloy mipnei mailas kedusha atzma. Not because of the holiness it itself contains. So the thing is this. Yesterday I pointed out to you that Halacha of Beis begins with the word Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Rambam adds the word Beit. The Mishnah doesn't have that. I suggested to you that the Rambam here is identifying this chamber as being, if you will, unique, separate, and apart. Although it's incorporated in the walls of the actual Heichal, and although it only has a cloth or two cloth curtains separating between it and the Kodesh, it becomes a Beit, a house, a chamber unto itself. Quite fascinatingly, when we look in the Tosefta, it just says Aliyat Beit Kodshei Kodashim. The Rambam doesn't call it an Aliyat, which would give it an upper story. He says Makom Shehoya BeAliyah. He doesn't give it a name. He doesn't say Aliyat Beit Kodshei Kodashim. Aliyat Kodshei Kodashim or Aliyat Beit Kodshei Kodashim sounds like a noun. It's a title, the upper story of the Holy of Holies. Upper, higher, maybe more sanctified. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says, Makom Shehoya BeAliyah, the space found in the upper story that was Mechuvan, that corresponded to the Holy of Holies. He doesn't give it a name. He calls it a space corresponding, not a chamber, not a house, not an entity unto itself. Space that's found within the upper story, that space was only entered on a rare occasion, and truth be told, there was no reason to go there. And as we learned, it's inappropriate to be gallivanting around just above the space that occupies, that in which is that has the Shekhinah within it, so to speak, the space which is considered to be the holiest area in the entire universe. So this is the opening of the 23rd halacha, and with Hashem's help, we'll continue to delve into this, and we'll talk about the details of its repair, and you'll see the repair people don't have to be extraordinarily virtuous or holy on their own, like the big kahuna. They have to be capable. Having said that, it's not so simple. Be back tomorrow as we continue. Thank you so much for joining. And may Hashem rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash b'mehera u'b'yameinu speedily, and in our days, amen.